Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Mary Say Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. I'm joined today by my wife, Karen.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for being here, Karen. And this podcast exists to help you thrive in your marriage and also help you to solve problems, challenges you may be facing. Now, we have a question that someone has asked us. In fact, this question was in response to one of our podcasts. And this listener wrote in and asked, what do you do when you love your spouse but don't like your spouse? And what I hear in that, Karen, is they're committed to their marriage. And on the bigger scheme of things, they love their spouse, they're committed, but they don't like, for whatever reason, they don't like their spouse or whatever's happening. And the first thing that comes to my mind, and I want you to share how you feel about that, is welcome to the real world. You know, I mean, there's going to be lots of times when you don't like your spouse, you know. When, you know, you're going through things, sometimes it's just you're in a bad mood. Sometimes it's just something has happened or something, and you just, you know, you don't like them. And my feeling is they shouldn't be able to tell the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, if your ability to love is controlled by your emotions, that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. If you're controlled by your emotions, you're not going to be able to love people in a Christ-like manner. Mm-hmm. Is Christ-like love? You see, Jesus tells us to love our neighbors ourselves. What if you don't like your neighbor? You know, I mean, I've had neighbors I didn't like, mm-hmm. but the Jesus didn't say, love them if you like them, love them if you feel good about them. He said, love your neighbors, you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And so when you don't like your spouse, two things, your behavior shouldn't change. Number two, maybe you need to sit down and talk. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got some unresolved issues that need to be resolved. Maybe you need to go to counseling. Mm-hmm. But what you don't do is let your relationship become the prisoner of your emotions.
I totally agree. You know, it sounds like, too, there could be bent up, like, past hurts or judgments that they've made towards their spouse, you know, where they had conflict, they didn't resolve the conflict, you know, because that can build up in a relationship where, you know, I can love you, like you said, like Christ, but I don't like your behavior. Well, you know, we at Christmas, we were going around the table and saying what we wanted, you know, talking about what we want for this year and all that kind of stuff. And my prayer for this year is to not be affected by what somebody else does, you know, because I hate that. I hate that somebody else, their behavior can affect me, because it shouldn't. You know, my behavior should be my behavior, and my filter should be through the Lord, not what somebody else has done. And so in this situation, it's like, okay, you say you love her, but you don't like her. I mean, that's, I don't understand that kind of thinking, because to me, that's a lie. That's a lie he's believing, because you can love and like, and it's like, yeah, there's many times where I get mad at you or I want to cuss you out. I don't cuss you out, but, you know, I get so mad. It's just like, but I do love you. And yeah, you do things that make me upset or say things. And it's just, you know, I think you have to have that perspective of, you know, where did that thought come from? Of why would you say, I love her, but I don't like her?
Well, the research says that if you'll smile, it'll make you feel happier. Mm-hmm. You know, just the act of smiling. Mm-hmm. Someone said it this way, the happy part of your brain can trick the other part of your brain into being happy if you'll just mm-hmm. smile. Mm-hmm. And so our behavior, see, actions are the engine, feelings are the caboose mm-hmm. in a healthy life. In a healthy life, it means I'm going to get up like you do every day, get up and exercise. I don't care how I feel. I'm going to get up and exercise. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do the right thing. And the result is I feel good mm-hmm. because I got up and acted this way. I feel good. The other way is you wake up and say, man, I don't feel like exercising. I don't feel like eating, you know, healthy. I want to eat pancakes. I want to eat chocolate donuts. I want to eat chocolate milk. Okay. So you don't exercise. You eat bad all day just because you want to. And then in the end of the day, you think, oh, I feel rotten. Of course you do. Because your emotions will always lead you to the wrong place. Mm-hmm. So it says, well, I love my spouse, but I don't like my spouse. As I said in the very beginning, it shouldn't make a difference. Your actions towards your spouse should be the actions of love, regardless of how you feel. Emotion-controlled people live the most painful lives of any person.
Well, does it make more sense, though, that the question would be, you know, I like them, but I don't love them? Because that would be... And so there's a part of me, too, that as I'm playing the devil's advocate, is, you know, it's almost an arrogant statement, honestly. It's a little arrogant to say, oh, I love, but I don't like, you know, because I'm such a loving person. And so, honestly, this person might need to get some counseling. So.
Well, but the other thing, too, is, and here's what I hear in that. I love them, but because I don't like them, it gives me permission not to meet their needs and not to, you know, sacrificially take care of them. And so I'm going to sit back and I'm going to love them, but I don't have to like them.
Which is a little arrogant.
Well, but you know, when you said your vows, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, what it means is you're going to stay in the game whether you're in it or not. Mm-hmm. Here's another way to say it. You're going to go through health problems, financial problems, people problems, devil problems, hormonal problems, aging problems, world, end of the world problems. You're gonna have problems the rest of your life. You've got to deal with that, the issue of your emotions are gonna come and go. See, here's the thing. I absolutely do not know how I'm gonna feel tomorrow. I absolutely do not know. You say, am I gonna like you tomorrow, Karen? I don't know. I may not, but here's what I know. I'm gonna be in control of my will. And agape love, when the Bible tells us to love others as we love ourselves, when it tells husbands to love their wives, the word is agape, and there are five basic words in the Greek language for the word love. One is eros, which is sexual love. One is phileo, which is a friendship, Philadelphia, brotherly love. One is storge, which means it's a family kind of love. It's like you may love some of your relatives you don't really like, you know, but you love them because they're family. The other one is epithumeia, where we get our word thermos. It means a passion, like I'm passionate for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm passionate for the opera. I'm passionate for whatever. So all of those words depend on emotion. Mm-hmm. They're all emotion-based. Agape is the only word for love that doesn't depend on emotion. Okay. So when the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, it doesn't say he likes us. I think there's some things that we do God doesn't like, but it doesn't change his commitment to us. It doesn't change the way he treats us. And so and this is an honest question. This is a very honest question.
I'm proud for them to even write it in.
What do you do when you love your spouse? Well, actually, I could have written this question. You could have written this question. A lot of people have written this question. If you're a mature person in a solid marriage, you're going to have times when you don't like your spouse, period. End of story. It's going to happen to every single person. In fact, you're going to have times when you love your spouse, but you really don't like them. You know, you're furious at them. Okay, what do? You work it out. You're committed. You get counseling. You sit down. You talk things through. But in the midst of it, you don't throw food at them or dishes at them or, you know, slam the door and go, you know, spend the night at a strip bar or something. You work it out, and you're committed to the marriage. Here's what I like about the question is it's just an honest question all of us can relate to.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What I don't like about the question is, it reminds me of the people that have used their emotions as a ticket out.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this, and I've seen people who went from marriage to marriage to marriage looking for their soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we were going through problems early in our marriage, I felt like I married the wrong person. I felt like you were the wrong person. And that was me being immature and irresponsible. And I just felt like if I married the right person, I would always like you. You know, I would just wake up every day and like you. It'd be fun. It'd be happy. We'd always be happy. That's the most naive thing in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see Hollywood marriages, Bill Gates and his wife, you know, and I feel sorry for him, but they divorced. The richest people, the prettiest people in the world have some of the worst marriages on earth because money, chemistry, looks, all that kind of stuff, it does not create a good marriage. Commitment. And loving a person beyond your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what love is. That's what true love is. I mean, I know, you know, God, I know that there are times that God is frustrated with me and doesn't like what I'm doing, whatever, but he always loves me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about actively mm-hmm. in his actions. And so I think that when
that's what I'm saying. I think I'd rather have the love than worrying about if they like me, because the love is sustaining. Yeah. It's like goes through everything.
It's a mature agape love. Is a love that literally, like you were talking about 1 Corinthians 13, love is not rude, doesn't seek its own. It is, you know, it doesn't act unbecomely. It is not puffed up. Is true love. You'll never be able to tell the difference if a person likes you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because true love communicates love all the time. Now, we may need to sit and talk. You may have made me mad. I need to talk to you about it. But I'm not going to withdraw from the relationship. I'm not going to punish you. I'm not going to sulk. I'm not going to be a brat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to sit over here and wait for you to be perfect and for me to like you before I throw you a brownie point. Is I'm going to love you as Christ has loved me, regardless of how I feel about you. And that is the foundation of Christ-like agape love.
That's very good.
We hope that this program has been helpful to you today. Two things. We have the I Will devotional. It's Karen and I's brand new book, 365-day daily devotional for couples. It takes 2 or 3 minutes to read every day. You can do it at the breakfast table, dinner table, over a cup of coffee. You can do it as you go to bed, but it just takes 2 or 3 minutes. Really, really foundational. Every day is a positive I Will confession, and that's why the book's called I Will. Every day we're saying, I will do this, I will do this. It'll help you have some good conversations. It'll also help you solve some of your problems. But it's a very good book that you can also give as a gift for a wedding, for an anniversary, or something like that. And we also have xomarriage.com. We have counseling here. We have mediation. That's what we call counseling. You can go on XO Marriage if you need counseling, know someone who is. We have hourly counseling, half day, full day, 2 day. And we do it via phone, via Zoom, in person. Trained counselors that can help you in anything that you're going through, either individually or as a couple. You can work through any problem. You just need a little help sometimes. If you or someone you know needs help, go to xomarriage.com, look at mediation there. There's a form you can fill out, and we'll get you together with a trained mediator that can help you work through your problem. We hope this has been helpful for you today. We'll see you next time right here on the Marriage Today podcast.
Goodbye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.